Yaakov Wolf is with us live via telephone from Adi Negev, Israel. He's in the southern portion of Israel, and he's with us live via telephone. You may recall that the most recent time that he joined us on the air was during the summer when his brother-in-law, Sergeant Major Eliyahu Moshe Zimbalist, was killed in battle, was taken by the enemy, and we had the opportunity to speak about Eliyahu Moshe and how amazing he was. Today, Yaakov's with us because he has embarked on something that's made an impact out there. It's a podcast that he actually calls Shark Tank. You may have heard of Shark Tank, and most people in this country have. He calls it Shark Tank with a subtitle or with a short description that says, if you are a Ben Torah in the workforce, this is the podcast for you. All the way from Israel, Yaakov Wolf, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you. Good morning. And first of all, I want to thank you for the last appearance because I got so much wonderful feedback about that conversation. Obviously, the circumstances were tragic, but it gave a lot of people chizuk inspiration. So thank you for that one. And thank you for having me on today as well.
I thought of you guys over Sukkot because I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm not confusing conversations, I think Sukkot came up in our discussion during the summer. And I hope that you and your extended family, as difficult as these Yomim Noraim and the big holiday must have been, I hope you had the ability to, in fact, enjoy Yontif to whatever degree you could. You know, Yaakov, I'll tell you, one of the themes I'm trying to share with our audience on this side of the world is we don't realize just how severe a traumatic situation so many families in Israel are in. The widows and orphans that are being left behind, the communities that are trying their best to support those who are in these tragic situations, and this is not a criticism, by the way, of people on this side of the world. It's hard to get it when you're 6,000 miles away. But I think you'd agree that this type of atmosphere and mood continues to hover over the state of Israel. Would you consider that an apt description?
I think so. I would maybe add that along with that heightened level of sensitivity and emotion comes a heightened inspiration or people to do good and to do amazing things, and I see it all around. So along with the bigger challenge comes renewed kohos, and there's a lot of that to go along with the challenges.
Wow, and the attitude that you just displayed for us in that statement, I think, does reflect, as you indicated, a prevailing attitude among the majority of people, which is so hard for us to comprehend from this distance, frankly. But it is a reality. There's something very special about our people. We don't always get to see it here, but where you are, I think it is much more obvious. So how long ago did you decide to start Shark Tank?
So last year was my final year of Kollel. I spent 7 wonderful years in the Kollel of Keren Biavna, and I was thinking about my future and considering going into work. And I was considering starting this podcast that would really provide insights for people like me who are post-yeshiva and want to be Bnei Torah and be in the workforce. And you asked how long, so I was really hoping to launch it Acharei HaChagim last year. I had all these plans, I had all these schedules, I had everything planned out. Yeah. And then we remember what happened with that. Yeah. So that delayed by a few months, but and it's been in the works for a while. We actually launched just around a year ago.
And first of all, were you in those Kollel apartments that I remember so fondly at Keren Biavna?
Yeah, we had a wonderful little apartment. We hosted Baya Cham every week for guys from Chutz La'aretz. It was wonderful.
Had a lot of great memories there. So then, you know, when you start this and make this effort close to a year ago, you have to figure out what direction you're taking. And I understand you're saying that if you're a Ben Torah in the workforce, this podcast is for you. But still, until you get started, you're not sure exactly what direction it's going to take. So now, with all this experience under your belt, well, how would you describe Shark Tank? What are the main takeaways that the listeners are getting?
So there's a lot to be said on this topic, and therefore there's no shortage of great things to talk about in the podcast. I think the main thing is that there are so many different great role models out there, and it's really a matter of connecting yourself to the right people and feeling yourself part of the right community And therefore, it's important for me to bring on diverse guests from different countries, from different industries, who have their own definition of what it means to be a mentor in the workforce, because there isn't just one definition. Obviously, learning is important. Yiras Shamayim is important. Chesed is important. But the exact mixture, the exact expression of that can be so diverse. So it's important for me to really reach out to people from all over and to have them on. And I think that the listeners appreciate that, because it's obviously not an easy journey. But once you feel like you're part of a community and you can connect with others who are on similar path, and then also to have that diversity to understand that there isn't just this one rigid path that you have to take, I think those are some of the main takeaways so far.
And this is nothing against the academics and the rabbinic leaders and other leaders in the community that you've had on. I've seen the list of the recent guests you've had, and it's a very impressive list, and I think people could learn from all of them. But there has to be some added bonus, I would think, when you're speaking to someone who's in a small or large corporate atmosphere and still able to keep, you know, focus on the importance of their Jewish ritual and their Jewish day, so to speak. Am I right that those conversations, you know, might be the again, not to put down anybody else, but those might be the most valuable with really unique takeaways for the listener?
I think you nailed it. You know, this is really a podcast that can say a little selfishly. It's really just, you know, chizuk that I needed, and I decided to share it with others as well. So I had great rebbeim. They're really wonderful and really helpful. But I felt that there was something missing, and those conversations with the people who are actually there on the ground provided that added value that I was looking for. And that's what I hope that the main value out of this podcast is, because again, we have wonderful platforms and wonderful rabbanim that are speaking out, and they're great. And it's not, as you said, to detract from them at all. But what I'm hoping to add is to really raise out the voices from some of the balabatim who aren't heard as often. And I think it's very, very important.
I've always called people that are in the corporate world, and I'm talking about, you know, serious corporate world, not serious meaning that the company's serious, they're all serious, but serious meaning that they're, you know, very involved with a very long schedule every single day, where it's a major challenge to go find a minyan for mincha, where it's an incredible challenge sometimes to even find a minyan for shacharis, since they need to be at work so early, many of them. And of course, travel brings in a whole other problem, plus the atmosphere. In so many cases, you're dealing with a corporate situation where 90% of the people don't have a clue about your unique background. So I always found those people who are able to maintain the Torah study, the Jewish music, the Jewish ritual, the washing before lunch at their desk, I always found them to be, you know, role models that we could really learn from.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about, and there's so many halachic issues that come up, Neshkafic issues. And it's also interesting because I'm on my own journey. As you mentioned, I've started working at Adi Negev two and a half months ago.
Right.
So now that I'm on the other side of the table, I have different questions and I'm exploring different topics than I was going into it ahead of time, looking at it from the outside, looking in.
When you walked into Kollel 7 years ago, did you know that eventually, you know, you'd move on to something else like this?
I was young and stupid, and now I'm a little less young and a little less stupid.
And therefore, you did think that then, but then it became obvious as the journey was continuing that it would not last.
I mean, it was more just like I loved learning and it worked for me then, and that was great, and I appreciate every moment of it. And at a certain point, you know, Baruch Hashem, family was growing and it was time to move on.
Yeah, I get that. Yaakov Wolf is with us. All right, are you on a strict schedule? Do you drop these episodes at a specific time? Is this, ready when you're ready for them? How does it work?
Oh, so we release episodes every Monday morning, so that way people who are starting their week and have their commutes can hopefully enjoy. And that's the weekly podcast. For a while, we were doing two every week, but that became too much.
Got it. And ever an opportunity to speak to some of these guests face-to-face, or is this all done by, the unique online type of meetings that we all have now?
I have done a couple face-to-face, and I actually am considering doing more because there is a level of depth of conversation that you can't really access over Zoom.
There you go.
So primarily it's over Zoom, but we do in person as well.
There you go. I'm glad to hear someone from your generation who acknowledges how much better it is face-to-face and in person. I love that. Yaakov Wolf, anything else you'd like to add about Shark Tank? Maybe tell our listeners exactly how they could find it.
Yeah, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all major podcast platforms. I love to hear from your listeners. We have a quiet WhatsApp group where I send both episode updates, but also some interesting Mara Makomos from different SARM about work and about the different topics that are discussed. So they can join that as well. And I love to hear from listeners. I love to hear from different experiences. It's great creating a bit of a community and being able to create connections. I've helped set people up with different job interviews. I have helped connect people with different resources within the community of working B'nai Torah. So that's been special as well. Also people who are, you know, B'nai Torah make Aliyah. It's a whole nother topic, right. But one that I'm very passionate about. So I'm more than happy to be able to create community and connections, and therefore the WhatsApp group is important for that.
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Boston, and then my family made Aliyah. The greatest gift my parents ever gave me was they brought me to Beit Shemesh at the age of 13. So I did high school in Eretz Yisrael in Beit Shemesh, and then Karen Biavna. And now we live in a wonderful yeshuv called B'nai Netzarim, which I'm sure most of your listeners have never heard of. It's if you go down to Kerem Shalom, and then you turn south, turn left, and you go around 5 miles south of Kerem Shalom, sitting in the edge of the country on the Egyptian border. It's a wonderful yeshuv with wonderful families, and we're really happy there.
Named after the original Netzarim, I assume.
Yeah, the original 20 B'nai Netzarim families were kicked out of Netzarim, and this was their second incarnation.
Oh, unbelievable. Are there other Anglos in that community? Are you the only English speaker?
We're not the only one, but there are very few.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Wow, you're a real pioneer. Very interesting. Finally, has the Mark Burnett production company contacted you? Not happy with the Stark Tank title?
They haven't come after me yet. I don't know if that means that I'm not doing a good enough job of getting my name out there. Maybe after this conversation, I'm sure they're listening and they're going to be calling me soon.
Oh, there you go. That would be the best publicity you can get, frankly. So let's hope for that. Yaakov Wolf, check out his podcast called Stark Tank. Drops every Monday. The most recent one is with Nobel Prize winner Professor Yisrael Aumann. People my age certainly remember that day when he won that Nobel Prize. So you can check it out, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. And we encourage someone like Yaakov Wolf to continue in this direction. He's really providing some very interesting programming for a lot of people who are tuned in. And now you have the potential, if you haven't been tuned in, to do so. Yaakov, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Continued good luck.
Thank you. Have a great Shabbos and a great new month.
Appreciate that. Aaron Razel, Avital Sultan, they're next with this one at JM in the AM.